Welcome to Generations with Kevin Swanson. It's about the survival of faith, family, and freedom. It's about the future. He's a father of five, and he's committed to preserving a legacy for the next generation. Here's Kevin Swanson.
Welcome to Generations, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, also a pastor. But the reason I'm here today, I'm a father of five, and it is the year in review today. We're going to kick back today on Generations and just kind of sip the eggnog. Hey, it's after Christmas Day. This stuff goes bad in just a few days. So we're going to be sipping eggnog here and talking about the year in review. And we're going to make some projections for what's going to happen in 2007. Not profits on this program, but we like to make predictions from time to time. And maybe a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. But let's look now at the 2006 year in review. What happened? First of all, it was the year that the facade came off of the church in Colorado, which is sort of the Mecca of modern-day Protestantism. Yes, this is sort of the Rome of modern-day Protestantism, especially Colorado Springs, where you got a lot of the major ministries. But the facade came down, and there wasn't much behind the facade. Major evangelical pastors in Colorado acknowledged a pattern of homosexuality. Yes, these guys came out of the closet and said, we've been homosexuals. This dispelled the myth once and for all that the church in the modern world, the church in the modern world is separate from the world. This dispelled the myth that the church was holy. Yeah, I know that God said, come out from among them and be ye separate to the church. Be ye holy as I am holy, saith the Lord. I know that God said the church is supposed to be holy, but it's not. The church is like the world. If the world is taking on fornication and homosexuality, our pastors will do the same thing. The church is a mirror of the culture. Well, Dave, maybe that's something that characterizes our program. We really, really, really want the church to be holy.
You mean not asking what would Jesus drive?
Yeah, as in how would Jesus obey the will of his Father and be holy as God is holy? Ladies and gentlemen, it was the year that the church showed its real colors. The facade came down, and it turns out there wasn't much in the evangelical church in America. The leadership itself is manifesting what it really is. And, yeah, I guess we're going to wax prophetic from time to time and say, hey, shouldn't the church be a call to holiness to the culture? Shouldn't we make an impact on the culture instead of turning into the culture around us? Well, all right, that's the first point. Secondly, it was the year that jail pounded the really big nails. And Dave, I refer to jail. Do you remember? It was the woman who killed the evil Midianite general in the Old Testament, Sisera. She pounded those big tent nails right through his head. And from time to time, Dave, you have to have some women who step forward and fight the really big battles and pound the really big nails. And I speak, of course, of Ann Coulter. It was the year of Ann Coulter. I don't know if you've read her book, Godless, Dave, but I took this on our vacation last week, and she's pounding the big nails. Yes, there is thick satire in her book, but she is taking some incredibly strong stands for the life issue, for the anti-homosexual issue, for, I think, Christian values, God's law. She's not even afraid to mention God's law. She does it with some very, very tough words. The female of the species is more deadly than the male, and I know of nobody in America, in the West today, who is as strong as Ann Coulter is in the book Godless against those who are, well, godless, I guess.
Yeah, Ann makes the point that we've been trying to make on this program. She does it with much more skill and class, I might add. But that there is religious people on both sides of every issue. There are those who are theistically religious and those who are atheistically religious.
All right, it was the year that the Republicans lost, speaking of losing. And, you know, the Republicans lost control of the Congress, Senate, and House, right? And George W. Bush had to come up and start kowtowing, although hasn't he been kowtowing for, well, never mind, we won't go there. A couple of reasons I think the Republicans lost. One is Americans were tired of playing war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Dave, I think they were just bored. you know, can't we go fight somebody in something besides the desert khakis? You know, let's go to South Korea, you know, fight in the snow or something. I think they were just bored of fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq. If we could be killing somebody in some other country, it would have been fine for the American public. But Iraq and Afghanistan is just getting boring after all these years.
I think they were worn down. It was just destroying their TV viewing habits with night after night of how bad the war is going. They wanted to watch football, not Iraq.
Yeah, and I think the difference between Americans and the Muslim states of Afghanistan and Iraq is that Americans get tired of bloodshed. I don't think the Muslims ever get tired of bloodshed. And apparently the administration has a hard time realizing that Muslims will fight guerrilla warfare against imperialist infidel pigs and other Muslim factions until there are only two Muslims left. And then I guess they'll keep fighting until there's one left. But the Muslims will fight to the bloody end. Didn't they do that to the Russians? Remember when the Russians were taking over Afghanistan? They just wore them down.
They did wear them down because Muslims have a culture of,
that's right,
of doing what they do.
Yeah.
Terrorism to them is not a bad thing. It's not a bad word.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's a faith. You kill infidels, all right? Americans just like to flip parties also. I think another reason. I mean, you know, typically we go from Republican to Democrat, back to Republican, back to Democrat. And that's what we do in elections. Also, another reason why the Republicans lost, Republicans are wimps. Now, I know Democrats are whiners, but, you know, which would you rather have, a wimp or a whiner? I would go, well, I don't know. It's Americans went with the whiners this last election. And then here's the other thing. How long has it been since the Muslims bombed out our cities? Now, by the grace of God, they haven't done it in a while. And so I think that's the other thing. There's been enough time since September 11th, Dave, where people have forgotten September 11th, and they don't really care for the machismo that that the Texan George W. Bush is bringing to the plate. And finally, there were more Muslim voters in 2006 than in 2002. Maybe that's one reason why we went back to the Democrats. Muslims would rather we not be bombing out Afghanistan and Iraq. And by the way, this was the year the first Muslim congressman was elected. It was the year of Tom Tancredo, the congressman from Colorado, and the immigration debate. And, you know, I said this, and Dave didn't agree with me altogether, but I really thought that the illegal immigration problem was similar to people trying to break into a crack house to rob a crack house. There was something effectively fundamentally wrong with what is happening in this nation, and people are breaking into this nation, and I don't think the corruption from outside is going to exceed the corruption from inside. Nevertheless, it's my position, Tom Tancredo and Pat Buchanan have a point. If this immigration thing gets out of control, we're going to lose our language and our culture and our values. But aren't we losing our language, our culture, and our values already because, well, the churches are not providing the moral foundations and the Christian cultural denominator it provided in the early part of this nation? Until the church recognizes that it needs to change the culture and it understands how to change the culture, that is, according to the dictates of a moral law code, a cultural law code found in the eternal laws of God, written in the Word of God, unless the churches actually discover this, it will have a zero impact on the culture itself. Well, that's my point on immigration. All right, it was the year the Germans killed homeschooling and cranked up persecution on real Christians out in Germany who actually want to love their children enough to, you know, raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. It was also the year the atheists became more epistemologically self-conscious. So Richard Dawkins came out with the God delusion. The evolutionists now are freaking out over the creationist movement. They can't believe that that there are people out there who actually do not believe the trillions of dollars spent on the Emperor's New Clothes propaganda campaign, the evolutionary atheistic form of thinking that is taught every day in the public schools all over America, that there is no way that a God, a personal God, could have created a personal universe, a relational God could have created creatures capable for relationship. They're trying to give us books where they're explaining how it's impossible for God to create a universe with all of its complex, self-maintaining organic mechanisms, its ethically oriented creatures with thousands of inner working systems. It's impossible for an intelligent God to have created all of this. This was all created out of a big bang. It was a big accident, and now we're thinking morally and acting rationally.
It was far too complex for an infinite God to do. It must have happened by chance. Complexity only happens by chance.
God can't do this sort of complexity, Dave. You got to understand, this is the only thing something a chance could do. So we've all been deluded, and Richard Dawkins stepped up to the plate and gave us the God delusion. All right, it was the year that AIG's Ken Ham, this Answers in Genesis, you know Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham, I opened the Creation Museum down in Kentucky. Yeah, the atheists are running scared. They should be running scared because, yes, Christians are becoming epistemologically self-conscious of their own worldview, and they're coming back and saying, okay, we're tired of kowtowing to the epistemology, the quote-unquote theories of truth, theories of ethics as offered to us from the public schools of the rank humanists out there. No, we don't want to think like humanists anymore. We want to think like Christians. And basically, I think it's the guy, it's the little guy in the Emperor's New Clothes story where he comes out and he says, hey, the dude's nude. He looks at creation. He says, a God must have created this. And Dave, it's a very, very obvious point, but it puts the whole propaganda campaign put forward by the Emperor's New Clothes makers to shame. And guys like Richard Dawkins can't stand that sort of thing. All right, moving on. God gave us a break from natural disasters last year. And, you know, we had a bad year in 2005, Dave. Remember all the hurricanes? The tidal wave came in 2005. Did not happen this year. I said God gave us respite from these tremendous natural disasters that have the potential of wiping out tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And I said God did it. George W. Bush, Mother Nature, did not do it. I wonder if anybody will repent. Well, just wondering. Also, in the wide world of culture, it was the year of Saw 3 and Narnia. Remember, Dave, we did a program talking about horror films and how the horror genre is taken off now, and we're trying to find more ways to do cruel and unusual things to people and get tremendous delight out of it in the movie theaters. It was also more a year of more brawls than ever before in professional ball games.
Yeah, you think back to the Nuggets and the Knicks just recently and the big brawl they had, and it turns out that sports is really just a bunch of guys waiting at parole hearings.
Yeah, are people coming for the brawls or the game? I don't know. The U.S. trade deficit also hit some more all-time highs. Bankruptcy rates hit new records, and the U.S. federal budget deficit was $4.6 trillion, if you include Social Security unfunded liabilities. That was not what George W. Bush said about the debt, but if you include the unfunded liabilities to Social Security, it's $4.6 trillion, $1.1 trillion more than the previous year. It was a year that the real estate bubble started leaking gas. Remember that, Dave? And every Jonah or right-wing reactionary type beefed up their gold supply last year, wondered if God was going to destroy the nation economically with a bang or just let it fizzle out over the next 30 years. Hard to say. Hard to do the future, but if you do the future, let us know. It was the year of bad blogging and slander ministries. Dave, we had a program on this, too. This was church discipline by way of ruining reputations. You know, just get on the web and slam people as hard as you can, and maybe that will be justice. Well, it was the year where bad boys and girls refused to give their identities, and they set out to purify the church of men like R.C. Sproul and Doug Phillips from Vision Forum by slandering them. And it was the year that the most naive and the fleshly believed what these guys were writing. It was also the first time in the history of the country that the nuclear family, with a dad and mom, crossed the 50% line. That is, now we have become a minority in this nation. But on the positive side of things, on the positive side, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families woke up last year and realized that we were losing our culture, our families, our civilization as we know it. And the cold, hard reality of what is happening is beginning to come home to many, many folks. It was the year that we published Upgrade, the 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Children, and challenged families everywhere to begin to take an active involvement in the decision process by which parents would find the best education for their children because they loved their children. And we have challenged people to do that. And tens of thousands of families are receiving this message. Dave, it was the year this ministry expanded by a factor of 10. It was the year that the homeschool movement gained a little self-consciousness about who we are and some vision for the next 100 years. Remember, we had a number of leadership meetings across the nation, and a lot of homeschool leaders are beginning to understand what we are and how we are a movement that is facing the demise of Western civilization. It is the year that we realize that we as parents have to begin to disciple our own children. Dave, it was the year the family integrated church concept really took off, went exponential, and we are seeing, again, tens of thousands of families understanding the matter of discipling their children in the monasteries of the New Dark Age. We realized we have got to guard our children from the world, disciple them in the Word of God as we sit in our house, as we walk by the way, as we rise up, as we lie down, and they're doing it. They're cracking the Word of God. They're beginning to engage as spiritual leaders in their homes. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to make some predictions for 2007. Yeah, we're going to make some predictions. We feel optimistic. There's a lot of good things happening. God is at work. We're going to make some predictions for 2007 next on Generation. Stay with me. All right, back on Generations. Kevin Swanson here with you. Dave also in studio with me today. And we're making predictions for 2007. Dave, we don't like to miss these predictions. So let's start with the obvious. Oprah's going to lose 20 pounds. And then I'll bet she'll gain it back.
Probably within a month.
Yeah. So major Hollywood stars, some will be fat, some will be thin, some will lose weight, some will gain weight, some will be anorexic, some will be heavy set. So what else is new? What do you think, Dave? What's going to happen culture-wise this year?
Well, I think more Hollywood celebrities are going to adopt little black babies, the newest fashion accessory out there in Hollywood.
Yep. And what about a presidential candidate with a tattoo?
I think that's going to happen. I think they want to appeal to the younger voter. Yeah. That's an untapped voting mass. I think maybe Hillary get a U.S. flag tattooed on her shoulder or something.
Yeah, that could get her elected. All right, Muslims will continue to do what Muslims do, which is what? Jihad.
Jihad.
Mm-hmm. And there are still a lot of infidels around. I don't know if you noticed, Dave. A lot of infidels. And you've got Iran and South Korea, and they're not going to turn their nukes over the United Nations, even if the United Nations say please. They pretty pleased with ice cream time. Not going to happen. Muslims are going to be doing some nasty things. So what else is new? The Christian artist, Thomas Kincaid, Dave. I got a projection on Kincaid. You know who Kincaid is?
Yeah, they call him the painter of light.
Yeah, he's a very gentle painter who paints these very, very sentimental, soft scenes. I think Thomas Kincaid this year will paint David killing Goliath, holding Goliath's blood-soaked head in the air like this.
Thomas Kincaid, the painter of blood.
Yeah, and family bookstores all over will pick it up. Nah, just kidding. Not going to happen. National Education Association will finally take a position supporting teacher-student sex, as long as it isn't heterosexual. Dave, stories have come out just about every day. I'm just waiting for the NEA to take a position on this. Just, I think, yesterday, twin teachers in California arrested for lesbian sex with a student out there. So this kind of thing's happening all the time. In fact, Elizabeth High School, just, 13 miles north of here, same story, came out, a week or two ago. So NEA still has not taken a position, as far as we know, on teacher-student sex, but we're going to project that it's going to happen this year, folks.
Here's the trend. Canada lowered its age of consent to 14, and it's become a sexual tourism capital now for people who are pedophiles. They're going to do that in America and exempt teachers.
All right, the VP's, the vice president's lesbian daughter, we're going to project that she will get tired of the hassle pregnancy, and she will decide to abort the child, or maybe she'll just keep the child or adopt the child. But whatever happens, we know we're going to project the VP is going to come forward in any case to affirm his pride for his daughter in whatever she chooses to do. That's pretty much a given, I think, Dave.
I think so. I think the Cheneys will just be proud of their daughter.
Yeah. The 2008 presidential election is going to shape up with the following choices. Now, your choices, Dave, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Candidate A, no tattoo. All right. Candidate A, a pro-abort, pro-big government activist, but he's a born-again Christian. And trust me, he took Jesus into his little heart when he was 2 years old. All right. Now, candidate B, a pro-abort, pro-homosexual feminazi, but she takes a conservative position on national seatbelt laws. All right. And then candidate C will be a pro-homosexual, pro-big government Republican, but he really wants everybody to speak English in the sex education classes in the public schools. You know, no Spanish in the sex ed classes, period. He's got his foot down on that one. Those are your choices, Dave.
Well, that's going to make it hard to choose with so many choices out there.
Yeah, it's some good guys. You know, they're taking positions, hardcore positions on conservative issues. So it's really hard to know, you know.
Seatbelt laws.
Do you pick the feminazi with the seatbelt laws? Do you pick the pro-homosexual, pro-big government Republican who doesn't want to speak Spanish in the sex ed classes? What do you go for? There's so many conservatives running. It's just hard to make your choices. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what can we say? The 2008 elections will be a toughie, I think, for conservatives. And by the way, Dave, at this point, as far as I know, no pro-life candidate. No,
not one has tossed his hat into the ring.
Here's another projection for 2007, my friends. ABC, NBC, and CBS are going to lose more market share.
Two Generations Radio. All right. We're just throwing that one out. All right. Maybe a little more optimistic than we ought to be, but we're going to be optimistic this year.
It's
Generations is going to grow. Yes. Eggnog. Eggnog is kicking in. There will be more children born without fathers. I think that goes without saying. More homosexuals, more homosexual marriages, more big government, more school shootings, more of the same, more anarchy, more tyranny, as far as the measure social environment is going to look. Also, somebody will publish some really wicked cartoons about Martin Luther in an Amsterdam newspaper, Dave. And I'm just projecting, I'm going out on a limb on this one. Okay, so some really wicked cartoons about Martin Luther in an Amsterdam newspaper. The Lutherans are going to riot all over Europe, burning down buildings and killing people all over, major cities all over Europe. And the Pope, though, is going to step forward and issue an apology for the cartoons.
I think that's papal bull.
Okay. You really think the Pope is going to issue an apology on this one for the Lutherans? He hasn't done that for years, Dave. What, 400 years? Okay, final prediction, folks, for 2007. Some evangelical pastor is going to come out of the closet with, I don't know, some other abomination. Dave, I don't know. Have we used up all the abominations in Leviticus yet? I don't know. But some evangelical pastor is going to come out and say, hey, I mean, what's left? You know, what do you repent of at this point?
Arson.
Arson.
Midget tossing,
maybe.
Yeah. Eating your dessert before you finish your vegetables.
I don't know. Anyway, he's been doing it since he was 6 years old, and he'd just like a little grace, please. Like a little grace. He's been doing this. He's been, I don't know, stuck with midget tossing for the last 18 years of his life.
It's a hard habit to break.
It is. It really is. All right. Final prediction, folks. Final prediction for 2007. God's will be done, and his kingdom will come. All right. That's inevitable. We believe it. We believe it. God is going to accomplish some great things this year in 2007. And some great things are going to happen, we believe, for the ministry that we're part of, Generations. And homeschooling will continue to grow. And because there are parents out there that are listening to this message, and it is ringing true. They are loving God. They are loving their children enough to disciple their children as they sit in their house, as they walk by the way, as they rise up, and as they lie down. That, my friends, is what is happening in 2007. No prophets here, just a few guys on eggnog, but we're doing the best we can to make some predictions for 2007. Ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with our program, add some predictions. We'll put them up on our website if they're any good. Email us at host@kevinswanson.com. Interact with us, folks, by just emailing me at host@kevinswanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation and for 2007.